I love your topic today that you wanted to bring up, and that is lightning. Mm-hmm. We had a lightning expert on now a few years ago, mm-hmm. but I have thought of her many times because the conversation of lightning is so interesting.
It's fascinating. It's the fourth leading weather-related killer in the country.
Wow.
Guess
what are the first three being?
You guys
can guess. Hurricanes, tornadoes.
Tornadoes is three.
Hurricanes isn't on the list?
Hurricanes is five.
Oh.
Tornado.
Tornado is three.
You said, yeah. I said tornadoes and hurricanes.
Rain.
Okay, I'll give you credit for that. Flooding.
Okay,
flooding
good.
Flooding is number two.
Oh, yep. Sure.
Yeah, okay, here's the deal. Hurricanes kill 46 people per year on average. Lightning, 48. Tornadoes, 70. Flooding, 81. But far and away...
Fog.
No. No.
What?
Fog. Nope, not fog. Sorry, JJ. Drizzle. No. Heat.
Oh!
Heat.
Heat-related illnesses, 130 people per year. And I think that is far and away... ahead of, say, cold, for instance, because I'm pretty sure that a lot more people have furnaces than air conditioners.
Well, and not only that, but you think about all of the heat-related incidences that we have in cars.
Yes.
Heat is a scary thing. And I had never thought about it, about mm-hmm. the leading weather-related killer of humans. That's frightening.
It's heat, yes. And so, therefore, that's nothing to be taken lightly. No. Now, I have always said I love heat, and I do. I don't have heat-related illnesses, but I do know a lot of people that do. If you're out and it's really hot like it's been lately, it's just one of those common sense things. Just don't overdo it.
Okay.
So lightning is number four.
Lightning is number four. So let's talk a little bit about lightning.
Well, okay. I have a few facts here. I looked up here some interesting facts about lightning. Did you know that a single bolt of lightning, the temperature is estimated to be about blank? How many degrees Fahrenheit? I'll give you a hint. It is five times hotter than the surface of the sun.
Whoa. Okay, so I was going to say 700, but that's hotter than that, huh?
50,000 degrees.
Oh, my. No wonder it causes those explosions of color and light when
mm-hmm.
we see it.
And the odds of being struck by lightning in your lifetime is 1 in 3,000. Okay. And most lightning strikes are about 2 to 3 miles long. And carry a current of about 10,000 amps at 100 million volts. And every second that passes by, roughly 100 lightning strikes hit planet Earth. So you do that, do the math, carry it out. I'm not going to do it for you because it's a nice little homework assignment for the listeners out there. Just multiply it out and you'll come up with some kind of a crazy answer for the whole year.
So, okay, so Tom, mm-hmm. there's lightning that just takes place in the clouds, right? Every time we see lightning, it doesn't mean that it's bolting to Earth, correct?
Well, okay, just like there are three basic cloud types, but you can really subdivide it into roughly 300, there are three basic lightning types, and I'm not going to split hairs and give you all the subtypes because that would take up more time than I have here, but you have in the cloud, okay, within the cloud itself, from cloud to cloud, so one thunderstorm from one cloud to another, and of course, from the cloud to the surface of the earth, okay? And usually a lightning strike is about an inch or two wide, okay? It looks wider. And you can get that sheet lightning out there too, and that's usually when lightning is occurring within one thunderstorm cloud at a time. And the myth of heat lightning, you guys have heard about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you really think heat lightning is, or have I already told you?
You know, I think we discussed it at one point, because that is one of my favorite things of summer, is when mm-hmm. you get, it's so hot, and you just get that cloud that seems to only be doing a light show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandma used to tell me that heat lightning was because it was so hot. Well, you know, it's indirectly true, because it has to be very warm for thunderstorms to occur on a widespread basis. But basically, heat lightning is lightning being reflected by the Earth's atmosphere from thunderstorms several hundred miles away. So it can be totally clear out. You may see some lightning flashes on the horizon.
If you can hear thunder, is there a chance of lightning near you?
Usually the lightning has already occurred, and then the thunder comes after it, because the speed of light is much quicker than the speed of sound. If it's just a rumbling of thunder, usually the lightning bolt is further away. If it's instantaneous, obviously it's very close. And lightning's bolts can strike 5 to 10 miles away from the thunderstorm. So just because a thunderstorm isn't directly overhead, if you see one in the distance, a lightning bolt can actually strike that far away.
Is it possible to have lightning during the winter? I know we've had these mythical thunder snows.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get lightning when it's extremely cold out?
Yes, I've seen lightning during a snowstorm. Thunder snow is a very interesting phenomenon. A lot of times when it does lightning in the winter, it's because it's a very energetic storm. A lot of times that happens near the coasts where you have more of a water influence with bodies of water like oceans and lakes, etc. But a lot of times the lightning will be kind of a greenish color because that's what it reflects off the snow and looks that way. So it'll be kind of like green lightning. It's really fascinating. I've seen it several times.
Someone said, what is the difference in lightning the other night? It was just big flashes compared to bolts. And what happened to lightning rods on houses? Let's take the first one. Tell us the difference in lightning, this person says, between just big flashes or bolts of lightning.
Well, okay, the big flashes are usually when lightning is occurring either in one thunderstorm cloud or going from one cloud to another and not striking the earth. The bolts of lightning are usually when they are striking the earth. So that would be the answer to part one. The lightning rod issue, houses don't have lightning rods anymore?
Right.
I don't know why that is. I suppose the new construction of houses grounds the lightning bolts a lot better than the old construction of homes. I'm not really an expert on that particular subject.
Okay, so lightning is a natural phenomenon, but
yes.
Does it disrupt things like radio signals or I notice... So many people talk about, we had a big lightning storm out, and so all of a sudden something in their house went on the fritz. Is there really any correlation in the science between those two things?
Yeah, the lightning can affect the electrical charge of the atmosphere. Basically, lightning is caused by different electrical charges between the cloud and the surface of the earth. So when you do get a lightning flash, it can affect the electrical charges of the atmosphere, which, at least for a short period of time, can affect radio signals. And a lot of times, so too, speaking of radio signals, especially AM, you'll hear sometimes a radio station from so far away when you can never get it otherwise. It's a certain atmospheric type situation called an inversion, where the radio signal can bounce off the atmosphere and then radiate out many different directions and go further. So a lot of times on a clear night, you can actually hear a radio signal from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Interesting. And then people can survive being struck by lightning, correct?
Yes, and there is a legend, I think, of this forest ranger. I think it was Montana or Wyoming. I can't remember. He has actually been struck 7 times.
Whoa!
Now, I wouldn't recommend somebody out there trying to beat that guy for the world record. most people either don't survive or they are seriously injured by lightning strikes.
Well, he covered those odds for 21,000 other people. So
One thing I'll say before we go, I will mention this too. This is one of the myths of lightning about being in a forest, okay? Being in a forest, it's not recommended, but it's less dangerous to be in a forest where there's a whole bunch of trees versus being in a prairie with one tree and you're underneath the one tree, because the lightning bolt will seek out the tallest object, and when there's just one tree, that's just one tall object, whereas if you're in the middle of a forest, there are several different tall trees for the lightning bolt to seek out. It won't necessarily hit the one nearby.
Interesting. Someone says, this is their one theory, there's no good reason why lightning rods are not routinely added to houses. It might be because the chance of lightning striking it for most houses is quite low. So
it is. We had a recent lightning strike fire, I believe, in Barnesville, didn't
we? Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. So when we say it's low, it's not.
It doesn't mean never.
Right. Okay, thanks, Tom.
This has been a shockingly good edition of Two Tall Tom's Terribly Trivial Tuesday Tidbits.
Today, shockingly.